Nigeria holds a presidential election tomorrow, the first time in the country's history that consecutive democratic elections have been held. The results of last weekend's legislative elections have been rejected by opposition leaders. They're threatening mass action if they detect fraud in the presidential balloting. Since Nigeria's 1999 presidential election, more than 10,000 people have died in political, ethnic, and religious violence. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the northern city of Kaduna, where tensions are especially high.
In recent years, Kaduna's crowded streets have been the site of some of Nigeria's worst riots. 3 years ago, an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 people were killed here in clashes between Christians and Muslims over the introduction of Sharia law in the state. And then in November of last year, religious violence erupted again over Nigeria's hosting of the Miss World competition. Another 220 people lost their lives.
Christians have been forced out of the place, so what we have here is mainly Muslims. If you are not a Muslim, you cannot stay here.
Latif Taiwo is the Kaduna reporter for a Nigerian weekly called City Paper. He covered the three most recent riots here. In a Muslim neighborhood in the north of Kaduna, the devastation of the riots is still visible. What used to be clusters of mud brick huts and tin shacks are now just piles of rubble.
It was terrible here. Churches that were burnt down, pulled down. You can see the destruction here.
Christian areas of Kaduna also still bear the scars of the clashes. Entire blocks were torched. No one's bothered to rebuild them, and only the charred facades of buildings remain. Since the last presidential election 4 years ago, thousands of people have been killed across the country in religious and ethnic clashes. Kaduna, which straddles the north-south divide in this fractious country, has been particularly hard hit. Suchumba Sakedi is sitting in front of a butcher's stall in a Muslim area. Flies swarm over a pile of beef on a chopping block next to him. Sakedi, who's Muslim, says he lost three children in civil unrest since President Olusegun Obasanjo's election in 1999.
Now, what he's saying is that he has never witnessed the kind of crisis he has witnessed in the Obasanjo government.
During the Miss World riots in November, Sakedi was chased out of his home in what's now a Christian neighborhood. He says on Saturday he'll vote for the main opposition candidate, Muhammadu Buhari. Buhari is a Muslim from the north. Obasanjo is a born-again Christian from the south of the country. If Buhari wins, it would be a first for Nigeria. Since independence from Britain 4 decades ago, Nigeria has never passed power from one civilian administration to another through the ballot box. Usually, the head of state has changed here by a coup d'etat. In a restaurant in downtown Kaduna, Shehu Sani is a former political prisoner who ran for the National Senate in last weekend's election. Sani says Buhari is using Muslims' fears of religious persecution to win votes in the north. Sani, who's also a Muslim, says Buhari's greatest strength is that life for ordinary Nigerians hasn't improved under President Obasanjo.
The economy is in collapse. 360 billion naira has been spent on the repair of electricity, but yet we still have erratic power supply. Our taps have gone dry. I mean, all these kind of social infrastructure are collapsing.
Despite Nigeria's long list of problems, it has vast oil wealth and remains a political powerhouse in Africa. Thus, this attempt by Africa's most populous nation to establish a pattern of democracy is being watched closely by the rest of the continent. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kaduna.